Treasure in Heaven, a compilation. What a surprise we're going to get when Jesus hands out the rewards as to who was really greatest. Some people serve unselfishly, sacrificially, utterly giving themselves to the utmost, yet they never seem to get credit for it and are virtually unknown. But God has a great big book, and it's known to Him. He's writing it all down and will reward everyone accordingly. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Salvation is a free gift, but rewards are earned. At the judgment seat of Christ, during the marriage supper of the Lamb, Jesus will greatly reward all those who had the faith and perseverance to stay in His school till class was dismissed. Be faithful to the end, so when that time comes, you will know you have done the best you can. Then you will rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Not always here, but always there. David Brandt Berg. Jesus told us to store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. He linked this command to the desire of our hearts. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Bible mentions rewards that await the believer who serves the Lord faithfully in this world. A great reward is promised to those who are persecuted for Jesus' sake. Various crowns are mentioned in 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Jesus says that He will bring rewards with Him when He returns. We are to treasure the Lord Jesus most of all. When Jesus is our treasure, we will commit our resources, our money, our time, our talents, to His work in this world. Our motivation for what we do is important. Paul encourages servants that God has an eternal reward for those who are motivated to serve Christ. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. When we live sacrificially for Jesus' sake or serve Him by serving the body of Christ, we store up treasure in heaven. Even seemingly small acts of service do not go unnoticed by God. If anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly, I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. The Lord will be faithful to reward us for the service we give Him. Our ministries may differ, but the Lord we serve is the same. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his labor. The rich young man loved his money more than God in Matthew 19:16-30, a fact that Jesus incisively pointed out. The issue wasn't that the young man was rich, but that he treasured his riches and did not treasure what he could have in Christ. Jesus told the man to sell his possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come, follow me. The young man left Jesus sad, because he was very rich. He chose this world's treasure and did not lay up treasure in heaven. He was unwilling to make Jesus his treasure. The treasures that await the child of God will far outweigh any trouble, inconvenience, or persecution we may face. We can serve the Lord wholeheartedly, knowing that God is the one keeping score, and His reward will be abundantly gracious. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. From GotQuestions.org. One of Jesus' most powerful parables is also one of his shortest. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. 15 minutes before this man's discovery in the field, the thought of selling all that he owned to buy it wouldn't have crossed his mind. Even if it had, it would have seemed ludicrous. But 15 minutes after finding the treasure, he was off to do it with joy. What made the difference? The treasure. This man suddenly found something that transformed his whole outlook on life. The treasure restructured his values and priorities. It altered his goals. The treasure revolutionized the man. The treasure in this parable is the resurrection to eternal life. It was the same treasure in heaven that Jesus promised the rich young man if he would sell his possessions, give to the poor, and follow Jesus. The rich young man, blinded by short-term worldly wealth, could not see the treasure. But the man in the parable did. And he jumped at it. Now, when the man bought the field and obtained the treasure of eternal life, what specifically did he get? When the Bible does describe eternal life, it often uses similes, metaphors, and symbols. Why? The reason is that we simply are not yet equipped to comprehend the reality we will experience in the new age. For no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. But I believe there is a more important reason God doesn't give us more details. Eternal life is more about a person than a place. The heaven of the age to come, the treasure of treasures, will be God Himself. Knowing and being with the one from whom all blessings flow. What we will enjoy most about the resurrection is having the dim mirror of this age removed, and finally seeing Jesus face to face, finally knowing the triune God fully as we have been fully known by Him. Jesus' great longing is that you will be with Him, and when you are finally with Him, He will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things will have passed away. Never again will you know any kind of separation from Him, for you will always be with the Lord. That is the treasure you have discovered in the field of this fallen world. The treasure makes all the difference. John Bloom. when Jesus left this earth and returned to heaven. He explained that he was going ahead of us to prepare a place for us. A place with many mansions, where there will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, nor pain. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Knowing what glories, treasures, pleasures, and rewards await us in heaven makes our present difficulties, trials, and tribulations bearable. Shannon Shaler. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Esther Kerr Rustoy.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.